Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How's it going?
It's going all right. I'm tired today. I don't know why. I feel like I slept good last night, but I don't know. I'm tired.
Let me fix this camera. I just realized that it's really far over here. There we go. We'll open that up a little bit. All right, that should be better. You've been editing all day.
Well, not all.
You're just kind of talking about it.
I've been editing like this evening.
Yeah. But we're back on that kind of regular episode groove,
yeah,
I think.
It's throughout this year, we've kind of fallen off of, you know, our traditional thing used to be we tried to have an episode every 2 weeks, and then it kind of tended to, for a while there, was tending to be more like 3 weeks, and then this year we've had several that were like around 4 weeks.
Yeah,
which was just terrible. I can't believe we fell to that point. I think it was because we were like just anticipating releasing the Night Trap episode so much that was like holding us back, because it's just like, oh, we just want to release it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was kind of hard for both of us, I think, to get back in a groove. But I'm working on this episode that's about soundtracks, like CD soundtracks, but also Corey's got a little bit in there about vinyl records. And I think it's pretty, I think it's pretty fun.
It's more about the packaging.
Right. It's more about just like, hey, look at like this cool artwork on this stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, we stop and listen to the music every now and then.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fun. It will almost certainly release on
the 11th, on Friday.
On Friday, yeah. The day, is that the 11th?
I feel like that's the 10th. No, it's the 11th. It's Friday, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah, that's the day that we're flying out to Missouri Game Con.
Yeah, and if you're going to be going to that, you should stop and say hi.
Our main events are on Sunday.
Yeah, we have a panel.
We'll be around Saturday, but I don't know if there's anything on our schedule for Saturday.
No, nothing. We have like 3 hours of stuff. We have our panel, and then immediately after that, we have a Twitch charity stream or something like that.
So we're going to be like playing something that we don't know?
I think so. And unfortunately, that is going to take the place of this stream, because we won't be back Sunday night. So there will be no regular stream next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what time is that? So people, I mean, we'll tweet about it so people can tune in.
Yeah. It's at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock three to on four. Sunday. 3 Central Time, I take it.
Probably. Yeah, that's actually true. I forgot about the time difference. And then after that, we have a meet and greet after that for all the people that want to come meet us.
There's someone concerned about my blue thing in the background, which is it's a master sword.
I wonder if there's anybody new here for that just subscribed, because we were featured pretty prominently in the new Gaming Historian episode.
Yeah.
On the Game Boy Player, and it's done some serious numbers subscriber wise for us since that happened, and I think that is going to push the Game Boy episode to like our most viewed episode.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it
was already on that track anyway.
Yeah. And, it's pretty cool. Like he mentioned us specifically, you know, he used some of our footage, and then also, you know, like said, you should check out My Life in Gaming. So it was very cool. It was very cool of him to do that.
So you've got Rambo 3 in your Genesis.
I've got Rambo 3 because I love this game, but I have not beaten it in 25 years.
So is this like, I hear you talk about this game a lot. I've never played it. Is this generally pretty popular, or is this just a game that you just randomly happen to really like?
I think that it's pretty well regarded. I wouldn't say it's popular, but I think that it's, I mean, it's fairly average priced, I think, these days.
That digitized, I mean, I guess they can't see it on the stream yet, but I was looking at that digitized Sylvester Stallone, and it, like, for 1988-89, like, that was pretty good looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it, that was, you know, you typically don't think of, like, digitized stuff, like, until, like, more, like, mid-90s, but...
Right.
In console games, but that was, you know, that was...
Making use of the hardware.
That was not bad.
And this was a launch window game. I got this on my birthday, which was the day after Christmas, and I got this game the same day that I saw National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
You remember a lot of little things like that. Of course, I guess I do too. So now there's also a Master System Rambo game that is not a Rambo game in Japan. Is that right?
Well, that's Rambo First Blood Part 2. It is not. It's only a Rambo game here. Mm-hmm. The European and Japanese version is called Secret Command.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good game.
Similar to this?
It's kind of similar, but it's more similar to Commando.
Okay.
It's like an overhead where you're just moving upwards. This is more of a...
Both of them are Sega games, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's a Rambo 3 on the Master System as well, but it's a light gun game. Or a light phaser game, sorry.
Mm.
So I think when Tri sees this, me playing this, I think he's going to want to buy it. Because I think this seems like the kind of game that he would really like. And
we'll see.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and start.
You know, I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
I've never seen a Rambo movie.
Really?
Yeah. Just saying it sounds really weird. But yeah, I've been curious all these years, but the occasion has just never come.
The first one is totally different than the rest. The first one's a very serious movie about being like post-war trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes full like 80s action hero with the second movie.
Right. Like, I mean, the second one is like very famous for just being like a high body count movie.
Yes.
And there's three total, right? They didn't make any more after the third one?
There's one that's just called Rambo, I believe.
Oh, it's more recent, isn't it?
Yes. Also, it's very good. It's ultra-violent. I mean, it is really, really violent.
I guess it's not terribly surprising, considering the direction that the series seems to have taken.
Yeah.
But I feel like people say that the first one is considered a very good movie, right?
The first one? Oh yeah, yeah. I mean that was
But it's the others that, for better or worse, I think
that people remember.
People remember, like, that is Rambo's legacy, is like ultra violent. No, I was watching when you were blowing up that gate. I guess you're in a little over-the-shoulder shooting a helicopter now, but you were shooting the gate, and I noticed that your bullets were, like, spraying back and forth. Were
yes.
you doing that, or yeah. is that automatic?
So check it out. When you stand still and you shoot, he, like, goes like that. He, like, fans it.
That's, like, kind of awesome.
Yeah, right? I knew. I particularly like that, and I knew that this seemed like something that you would particularly like. And... Because it is kind of, you know, it's
different. That's unique.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, this one is a little bit different in that you have to, you know, rescue hostages.
Okay. So this is like the level is different.
Yes. Well, I mean, just like the style. I think there's two levels like this one. I used to have this completely memorized.
So it's kind of like the, you know, the alternate level types in Contra, even though this is all overhead.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, for the longest time, I thought that this was two-player simultaneous, but it is not. It's just alternating.
That's too bad.
I always thought that his machine gun kind of looks like the pulse rifle from Aliens.
So now you've got sub weapons, but you always have the machine gun out.
Right. I mean, you can use a knife.
What's the point of using the knife if the machine gun's infinite?
Because I think they drop items, and you can always get like extra stuff that way.
So the knife drops items, and you don't get drops just shooting.
Right. But I mean,
what'd that guy say? I'm not a secret agent.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm trying to find a secret agent who's like being held hostage. But I'm pretty sure that it's always the last person you find.
Is this based on the third movie to any meaningful extent?
Yeah, I mean, in so much the general plot of him wanting to of his like commander getting captured in Afghanistan.
Now is this considered is the Rambo 3 movie considered like good or bad?
I think that might be Rutger Hauer who plays the hostage, but I might be wrong. It kind of looks like him. This dungeon will explode in 2 minutes. What were you wondering again?
Is Rambo 3 the movie considered good or bad? What's your feeling on it?
I mean, I liked it, but I mean, I guess that it's very interesting because it's very like a very much a product of its time, in that I believe that like Al-Qaeda is like. Like, they dedicate the movie to the brave heroes of freedom fighters of Afghanistan.
Interesting.
So it's like, you know, it was 1988 when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what it says. Because, I mean, I know that the Russians are, like, the bad guys in it.
Mm.
And at the very end, he runs a tank into a helicopter. Like, they...
I'm trying to figure out how that works, but that's kind of cool.
I mean, I have them all on Blu-ray. So you should watch them sometime. Yeah. They were all on, like, Amazon. So it is one-hit kills in this. Sometimes you die so quick you can't even tell that you died.
So I feel like you're going down the same corridors.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Pretty much. I think that it's... Maybe it's like every time you find
this guy?
I found him already, and then I needed to escape, and I lost my last life.
Oh.
I'm playing it with default settings, because I think that when I beat this game as a kid, I played it on easy.
Ah, okay.
And I'm not above playing on easy these days, but I try to, like, not.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm better at games than I was then.
Yeah, I'm a default settings kind of guy. Like I went through a phase where I played like certain series on like when I was kind of first getting into like PlayStation games. Like I was really intimidated by Metal Gear and Resident Evil, and so I kind of played those on easy at first. But then, like, you know, years later, like I manned up and dealt with it. I played Beautiful Joe 1 and 2 on kids mode, because the first one was so hard.
The first one is really, really hard.
Really hard. And, you know, years later, I did replay it on adults mode, which, I mean... It
was infinitely more rewarding.
I felt like it was pretty rewarding the first time through, but I mean, it was, at the time it didn't feel like a cakewalk exactly.
No, I mean, it's hard on
even
kids.
Even on kids mode, but yeah, I was glad I went through adults mode, but it was so hard. But then like Beautiful Joe 2 is like a joke, and I definitely like immediately regretted that I played on kids mode. Like I would like to replay Beautiful Joe 2 on adults mode just to see how that works out. Cause I mean, I remember liking it just fine at the time. I mean, at the time I didn't know that Kamiya was like, some big name director, and that not having him on board, was a disappointment at the time,
right,
for a lot of people. And I wasn't really aware of that at the time. I don't even know if I knew it was by a different director, and even if I did, it's not like I knew that he did Resident Evil 2, and I wasn't into Devil May Cry really at the time. Oh, really, I'm not like even that much into Devil May Cry even still. I have some respect for Devil May Cry, but it's just like not something I love.
I think you should revisit it sometime.
I should. Like I definitely kind of have an urge to, for sure. I mean, I'll definitely play some for the PS2 episode. I've kind of been meaning to just like spend like a couple of days, like some of my systems aren't fully hooked up right now, but right. I've kind of been meaning to spend like I think I should just spend like a couple of days just like recording like most of my just some general gameplay of most of my PS2 games just to have.
Right. I agree. I think I was supposed to be doing that for you too. It's just,
well, yeah, I mean, well, we're not quite ready to sit down and really do that just yet anyway, but yeah. I have started writing the PS2 script, so.
Yeah, for those who don't know in the chat, the PS2 will be next.
Yep, next console-specific RGB. I mean, possibly the next RGB, depending on if you do anything. You're probably not going to do anything RGB between now and then, though.
You never know. I kind of want to do that, Super NES, the RGB amp difference.
Oh, yeah.
Like the 737.
Which would be, like, super brief. I mean, that's like a 6 or 8 minute episode, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And that was, didn't Voltar just decide to release that, like, the design for that for free?
Did he? I may have missed that.
I saw, I mean, I could be wrong on the exact details of what he did, but I saw some tweet that indicated something to that effect.
Yeah, I think it's.
Well, I mean, possible. he's not selling the units for free. I mean, he's not giving it away or anything. But I mean, I think the design maybe. I forget.
It's possible. I don't know. Oh man, I don't know if this is unlimited continues. Something tells me that it is.
Really? That would be very unusual for a Genesis game.
I mean, it didn't have a continue counter.
I mean, you can't always count on that. The one thing about this game is like the backgrounds are pretty generic, like the levels. Like there's not a lot going on in terms of level design, but I mean, it looks like, it looks like a fun run and gun.
Yeah. Try to show you some stuff that I think you'd like.
When exactly did you get your Genesis? This was a launch window game, but
yes, I got my Genesis Christmas of '89. So like right,
you're like, one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, It was released in August, I believe. So.
So then you got this game the next day.
Yes. I used all my, you know, my birthday money. You know, I got this, and I got Thunder Force 2, I believe.
Did any games come with your Genesis?
Oh yeah, Altered Beast. Altered Beast gets a lot of hate, but I always have had a soft spot for Altered Beast. I mean, some people really say it's just junk, but I think it's. I like it because, but I also, you know, really enjoy the arcade game. And the idea of having.
I do not think it's a very good game, but it's iconic, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's, you know, there's something to be said for it for sure.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, that's not really my genre, so I don't feel qualified to judge it. I think it's funny, you know. It's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's.
It amuses me. I enjoy watching it.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's like such a. You know, it's like such a period of you know, Sega's arcade games. You know, like that and like Golden Axe were like the arcade games that I like knew Sega by so well. Like after like Space Harrier and Outrun, it was.
So that Saturn Golden Axe game that was one of the first comparisons in the Saturn episode. I think you said it wasn't very good.
No, it's a fighting game.
Oh, it's a fighting game. Okay. Because the graphics looked good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's an unpopular opinion, but I would go on a limb and say that the only good Golden Axe game is the first one. I mean, not counting, like, maybe Golden Axe Warrior is good, but I mean, I haven't played it. The only one that I really liked was the first one.
You know, I was randomly looking up Golvelius.
Right.
And I thought I kind of want that.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye out for it. I mean, it's not even that expensive. It's like 35 to 40 complete.
Right. It's got an FM soundtrack.
Which isn't that bad for, you know. I feel like anything that is like Zelda on a.
You can always try it on your EverDrive.
Huh?
You can always try it on your EverDrive.
I feel like anything that's oh, those shadows are pretty cool on those doors.
Oh yeah, when they go up and down.
Yeah, that's neat. But I feel like anything that's like, you know, Zelda from that era, but it's, you know, but not Zelda. I feel like they're always like expensive, like Newtopia and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool to see like a Zelda like that is not really expensive.
Yeah, I mean, Golden Axe Warrior is another one that's like is really expensive. It's like that's way more expensive than I was expecting. I mean, I forget
how much it is. I know I've looked it up before.
I've seen it for like, it's like over, well over $100 at this point. Maybe even closer to $200.
Yeesh.
I used to have it. That was one of the games that I just traded in. I didn't trade it, but I mean, I guess I sold it too.
Yeah, I'm seeing some weird glitches. I don't know if it's the FrameMeister or Capture or what, like, every now and then.
Really?
Yeah, there's, like the screen is just, like, shifting weirdly. Like, it's not happening often, but I've just seen it happen a few times.
Oh, you know what? Let me fix that.
Is that,
That's my sync issue that I've been having. Hang on, put it...
Sync issue?
Yeah. Just didn't see my butt crack when I stood up out of my chair. It's very possible.
I don't think we saw it.
Okay. So I've been having to go to sync, and then sync time. Not sync time. Sync level, and having to bring it all the way down to zero. That should fix it. I don't know. This only happened since I rewired my setup when I was having problems with my outlet.
What exactly does sync level do? Is it just...
It just makes it so the screen doesn't jump like that.
Huh. Interesting.
I never had the issue before until I
you know, I've had some quirky Frame Meister issues lately too. I'm just having like all kinds of like weird little issues with all kinds of things ever since I got my 4K TV, and like I've been trying to like rewire and like wrap my stuff to more places. Like I feel like I'm crossing a threshold of complexity in my setup that the average person is not expected to go to. So.
Somebody's asking about XRGB sync hours. There's not like an hour counter on there, is there? Anywhere in the settings?
Like an hour count for how long you use your FrameMeister?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of
like a PVM kind of.
Can you check the hours on PVM?
You can on BVMs a lot of times.
Oh, Mellow Gaming got Castle of Illusion on Master System. I've got my eye on that. I want that. Like I really liked Castle of Illusion on Genesis. I mean, I played that like a month or two ago, and I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. Like,
oh yeah, the Master System version is really good.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah, yeah. I just actually, the place down the street from me had the Game Gear version. So I was like, which is the same thing as the Master System version, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, just narrower field of view.
Yeah, so I bought it.
Oh, cool. How many Game Gear games do you have?
I have a surprising amount, actually.
Really?
Yeah, maybe like 8.
What's your goal in this level?
To destroy the weapons. See how it says hit ratio?
The things that say Sega on them?
Yeah.
The new GameSack episode was all about games with Tude.
Oh, man. It was so good.
There was so many Genesis games.
The thing I love about stuff like that is when they kind of pick up stuff that you know is there, but you never really register that is like part of... just like when you watch something, it's like little minor details that you never like really picked up, and then you see it parodied, you're like, oh, you know, that's something that's always there. Is it like the it's something you always see, but it's never really like if I had parodied it, I think I probably would have like never done that. Because it's something you just kind of accept is there, you never really pay attention to it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the cuts and that kind of 90s tude sort of video editing, it's just so quick, and I've never like really taken the time to like analyze it,
right?
But I feel like the GameSack version of 90s tude editing was just like
so obnoxious. I mean, just in general, like that's the whole point.
In a way though, it was like more digestible.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was able to, like, watch it and be like, oh, like, I could see, like, how they're, like, doing these stupid effects, you know?
Yeah,
I noticed that, like, like, you know, they like, went back and forth between each other, you know? They would, like, have a scene with Joe and then a scene with Dave. Like, just doing, you know, some, you know, stupid thing, you know, with a terrible video filter effect.
Right.
It was pretty funny. I love how every single one of their on camera things, like they played it the whole way through. Like they didn't, you know, they never were normal, but then their voiceovers, they were just totally normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so many Genesis games in that. Like, I want to say it was probably a majority Genesis games.
Oh yeah, vast majority.
There was
I don't
something
think
the
Rambo
weird.
Could fit inside this helicopter.
What was that weird game that they had on there? They had like the electric plug character.
Oh,
I'd never heard of it.
It looked pretty good too, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked decent. I had never heard of it.
And it's not the same as, like, Pulse Man.
No, but it did make me think of that. It was like, in gameplay terms, though, it kind of looked more like a knockoff Sonic.
Right.
No, iRetro Gamer is saying Socket. I think that's right. That sounds right. I had never heard of it. Never heard of it.
It seemed like something you might like, too.
Yeah, it definitely. I was definitely curious. You know, one thing that I'm a little surprised they didn't talk about, and I don't think it was really part of this, but I feel like in the American marketing they wanted it to be, was Sparkster.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that was the conception of it in Japan, but I think the American marketing definitely wanted it to be a possum with Tude.
Yeah. Why is that the explosions? Oh, jeez. I'm like so afraid I'm gonna die and I have to do it all over again.
You don't get to retain any of your progress.
No, you just start the whole level over.
Well, you're dying, but you like continue where you died, right? But total game over is different.
Yeah, total game over is, you know, you start to level over.
So when you got this for your birthday, I mean, did you beat it that day?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you haven't beaten it since then?
I mean, I probably beat it a whole bunch of times over the next several weeks. But, no, not since then. I know it sounds crazy. Man, these guys are going all out. They're going after me. But yeah, I mean it's been a long time. And I'm kinda curious if I'm gonna die here. Oh jeez.
Go to the exit.
I'm going.
Slowdown working in your advantage.
You know, slowdown seems like it's bad, but I totally don't mind it now.
Oh no, it's great. I slowdown is so much better than drop frames.
Yeah.
But I assume the reason that we do drop frames now instead of slowdown is because, like especially for like online play, like you can't have the games get desynced. So I feel like that became standard because of online play.
Time to penetrate the fortress. It says flat out tells you, penetrate the fortress.
What was that one game? I think it was Awesome Possum that was running at 15 frames per second on the GameSack episode.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, is that the one, like Awesome Possum kicks whatever the main bad guy is, this butt. I forgot what it was. Jeez.
I don't know, but it was running like 15 frames per second, and like throughout the game he's just like, I'm so cool.
There's a lot of slowdown going on here.
What's your objective this level?
Penetrate the fortress.
So you just gotta run through?
I guess. I don't know. I always thought that when you kill the enemies, it sounded like a splash of water. Same thing with the explosion sound. It sounded very beefy sounding explosion.
Mm. Well, yeah, you know, early days for the Genesis sound chip.
I always love that that terminology. You know, when people would say, you know, the sounds in Street Fighter 2. It sounded like a beefy hit. You know, like the kicks especially sounded like they're pretty beefy sounding.
In the Super Nintendo version?
Yeah.
Or...
Oh, yeah, specifically the Super Nintendo version.
The audio in the Genesis version is, like, infamously bad.
Yes. I mean, that's the reason that, you know, I thought the... Oh, geez, that... The tank can really mess you up.
I mean, did they just really do a poor job of it, or is it more of a subjective thing? Like, because, like, there's a ton of instances where people prefer the Genesis sound to the Super Nintendo.
Yes, no, it's just
because
it's just not very good. I mean, that was like the weapon that I had, you know, like why the Genesis version sucks compared to, you know, because I love the Super Nintendo version. And, like, the main weapon that I used, you know, to my advantage was, you know, like, the sound is so bad on the Genesis version. It's pretty bad. I mean, you should try to... Jeez. Maybe I just need to... Man, this is, like... It seems to be unlimited continues, and I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, that is really surprising for a Genesis game. That's just unusual.
Look at this. This is tough. I wonder if this is like almost the last level.
I don't know. Well, I know you're penetrating the fortress. Seems like you've got to then do something in the fortress.
Yeah. I almost played Revenge of Shinobi tonight.
I would be interested to see how well you can play that. I might learn something. And I really need to just play through that game, but I'm intimidated by it, you know?
That's been a while now.
Yeah, I haven't played it in quite a while at this point. I mean, it'll be like starting all over again. I got to like some skyscraper level. Like, I remember climbing the outside of a skyscraper.
Right.
I don't really know how far in I was.
Is this end of the road? Where do I go here? I just kill a bunch of these guys.
You have to blow up that thing in the middle, maybe?
I thought I did, but I tried blowing it up. I thought maybe I just have to kill a certain amount of guys. Oh, come on. See, now I'm completely out of explosives, pretty much, so now I'm gonna use my knife. See if I can
build up some.
Yeah.
Some stock.
These tanks are very good aiming. So are you looking to buy anything at Missouri?
I'm kind of going in with this mindset of not buying much. Like, I kind of... Like, I feel like I want to buy, like, one... like semi high price thing and not much else. Like, yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like nothing in particular. Like, it's kind of like, you know, I'll know when I see it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the vendor scene is like there, though. I think there's also like a lot of retro stores in the area, so we might get a chance to, though they might be at the con.
That's true. But you never know.
I could be mistaken, but I want to say I heard that maybe the organizers own like a local shop.
It's possible.
I think I heard that.
Yeah, that would make sense to me. Because I think that I've heard that as well. The music seems very intense here. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this was, like, almost the end of the game. I mean, maybe one more level after this.
I feel like there's going to be another level.
Yeah. Because I know that I got to fight two helicopters at one point, but that might be the last boss.
What's the giant pack you've got on your back? Is that like...
It's my bow and arrow.
Okay. I was going to say, is that just like your endless supply of bullets?
Man. I don't know if there's... Whoa! I always like the idea of, like, wolves being so slow that you can, like, outrun them.
I mean, that's something I've always enjoyed, too. And it's not something you see in a lot of modern games. You know, at least 3D games. Like, that's, you know, bang, you know, the bullet is pretty instant. Which is one thing that I've always thought was kind of fun about Ratchet and Clank. Is, you know, you've got, you know, bullet dodging as part of the gameplay.
Right. I need more arrows is what I need here. I'm getting plenty of bombs. Yeah, there's definitely unlimited continues. Unless you get 30 continues.
Guess it's possible. So you're keeping your weapon stock between game overs.
Yes. It appears so. Oh, I got some bow and arrow, it looks like. Okay, I saw somebody in the chat say that there's 6 levels.
And which one is this, 5?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I don't know what I need to do to beat the level, though. I just need to...
You want me to look it up?
No, I think I just need to...
Survive for a while up there?
Yeah.
When you shoot that silver thing, does it make a sound?
The silver thing.
Like the thing like where the infinite guys
is. No, it doesn't.
That really looks like what you should do.
Jeez. Unless I have to kill all those tanks.
Hell no. Can you just, like, when the gates open with the guys, can you just, like, push through?
I'm bombing the thing. It's not doing anything. Oh! Shooting with an arrow does something.
Oh. I wonder if this is truly infinite or
what?
It doesn't look like you can scroll the screen back down. Or can you?
I can't. No, this is as far as it goes right here.
Okay, well then you definitely gotta do something for sure.
There it goes.
Aw, man.
Kill enough guys and, you know, is this gonna be the two helicopters? Yep.
Does he shoot down helicopters with a bow in the movies?
Oh yeah, that's like his explosive. That's like the end of the second movie. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen it, especially if you like Commando. I mean, it's like cut from the same cloth.
Don't get me wrong. I've definitely been curious all these years. It's just never happened.
I gotta do it again. I died Commando on that. Was
a fantastic movie, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue and say that Commando would not exist if not for Rambo First Blood Part 2. I mean, that, mm-hmm. like, it defined, in a lot of ways,
I bet Commando is better, though.
I mean, I think it is, for sure. But, you know, in a lot of ways, Rambo First Blood Part 2, like, what a stupid name that is. Anyways.
Oh, absolutely.
The first movie is just called First Blood. And it's like Rambo First Blood Part 2. You know, like, it defined the 80s in a lot of, like, action movies of the 80s in general. Yeah. Oh, come on. Those tanks, I swear, they are, like, better shots than they should be. if I beat this, we'll see what else I play. Because I think I can beat this, and I don't even know what time it is. It's even...
It's 10 to 10.
Yeah. I mean, we'll play some Genesis stuff.
Man, I wonder what this Twitch marathon that we're going to...
They're going to be on? I don't know. Hopefully it's not Mega Man games.
I don't know. I think we can do pretty good.
I don't know. I'll ask about it. There we go. Let's see if I can do it now.
Maybe it'll be Mario 64. That'd be my thing.
Unless maybe we can choose it.
I don't know. Maybe. All right, you got this.
I mean, I don't know if you have to hit him in the full. There's no real time to charge up.
I mean, I've seen him blink, so.
Yeah.
You're definitely hitting him.
There's one. Go.
All right.
We got Rescue Colonel Trotman. Here we go.
Trotman.
Yeah. Colonel Trotman in the first movie, like he was like Rambo's old commanding officer at the time. Mm-hmm. And the funniest part about it is that he's like the entire, I don't even think he really has much of a run-in with Rambo in the entire movie. He just tells the like the cops, because do you even know what the plot is of the first movie?
No.
So he kind of comes back from I believe Vietnam, I'm pretty sure, and he is like kind of like the people in charge of this town, like really like the cops and everything are really give him a hard time. So much so that he kind of goes crazy, and then he like hides out in the woods and sets all these traps for them and everything. It's pretty good. But Colonel Trotman, the entire movie, just pretty much tells like the police that are like after him that they like mess with the wrong guy. that's like what he spends the entire movie. He says, "You guys," he's basically telling me he's like an insane killer, like, uh-huh. He's like the best at what he does, and stuff. It's pretty funny.
So the movie like doesn't actually take place in the war. It's like him having flashbacks and like.
Well, he's just. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he
in small town America.
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like the other one, with the other ones. And even like the last one, you know, kind of at the very end, kind of brings it back to the original a little bit, in that he doesn't, you know, want to kill, but you know, he gets driven to the point where he just goes nuts. And man, it is like, oh my gosh, I ran out of continues.
What?
Unless you don't get any continues on the last level.
That's entirely possible. Well, I guess that's that.
Yeah. It's not like,
man,
I need to like beat it.
How did you beat that as a kid?
Because I played on easy. I bet I could beat it on easy. Should I try it on easy? See if it's any easier?
Let's play something else, maybe.
Okay. One second. I'll go see. I'll see what I can pick out.
See what you can
dig out. Or should I get Revenge of Shinobi? Well, let's see. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe. I'm watching the ground on the, I guess it's already past on what you all are watching, but I always like the multi-layer scrolling on Genesis, like, ground. I always thought it looked neat. Who hasn't seen First Blood? That's what I was saying earlier. I've somehow, all these years, despite curiosity, just still have never seen a Rambo movie. I don't know how it's happened.
I hope you're ready.
Uh-oh, what's it gonna be? Is it going? I feel like it might be like Green Dog. What's it gonna be?
Are you ready for this?
I'm calling Green Dog. Yes. Yes. That was yes.
How did you know?
I don't know. I just had.
Is it because I yelled it across the room?
Green Dog. I had a feeling.
Yeah. This game is junk. But I had to buy it.
Have you ever beaten it?
No.
But it's called Green Dog.
The Beach Super Surfer Dude, as I believe that's like the subtitle. Okay, the A button is the panic button.
Okay, just so we know. How did how on earth did he end up doing the whole Green Dog thing?
I don't know.
How does that become your pronunciation of Green Dog?
I don't know. Have I ever played this on stream?
I'm pretty sure not. That's why I'm excited.
So look at that. You have like the damage meter, and it like actually goes upwards. It fills up.
So you wipe out when it gets too full, huh?
Yeah. This is like kind of a time period that I felt like a lot of the, you know, like a lot of Genesis games were kind of losing it. They were kind of, you know, just, you know, I just felt like the game design just like wasn't working for me. And I think that this is like right around the time that I got the Super Nintendo.
Mm. I mean, I can definitely see at a glance how it looks like it might control kind of awkwardly.
It actually doesn't.
Doesn't look super horrible, though.
No. I mean, it's honestly not that bad. Maybe I was too harsh on it. I mean, it's... You know, he's getting... There's burgers and stuff coming out of the... Burgers and pizza.
I am big into burgers as healing items.
What about pizza?
I'm pretty big into that, too. But I feel like burgers could possibly be my favorite recovery item.
I gotta. Is it slow? I thought it maybe slow my fall, but it doesn't. You know what else I could do? I wonder if I could set it up to. It might take me a little while to actually set it up, but I might be able to do it. So I have an unopened copy of Joe Montana Football.
Okay.
Maybe it'd be fun to like open it up. You could do
a Genesis unboxing?
Yeah. That would be kind of fun, right?
Sure. I don't see why it would really take that much to set up. You could just do it on your regular webcam. You could just bring it full screen.
That's true, but I could probably do it with my actual DSLR, though. Or my camera.
That might be a lot of setup, though.
I don't think so, because it has a straight HDMI output, and I can just run it right into... Okay. I think I can do it. But is there anybody in the chat that would want to see an unboxing of a Genesis game? Like an open for the first time?
Is that the only reason you got it? Is because it was unopened?
Yes. That's the only reason I bought it. Ow. I got donuts, too. You get donuts. I hate donuts how he looks good. When he ducks. It's like he's surfing.
Probably that's because he's Green Dog.
Yeah. But I mean, this is, you know, the same period of time that like brought us like Kid Chameleon. It felt like really rushed to me during this time.
What year is this game?
I don't know. You want to look it up? You can.
Yeah, let's see here.
I agree that games are meant to be played. That's why I was going to open Joe Montana Football. I mean, that's the reason. I mean, there's...
And play it.
The reason I have not opened up Joe Montana Football is because, honestly, there's really no reason to play any other football game than Madden 92.
And only because...
Only because of the ambulance.
The ambulance. Green Dog, it was released in September of 92 on the Genesis, but in sometime in 93 for the Game Gear.
Really?
Did you know there was a Game Gear version?
I didn't. They were really trying to make Green Dog happen.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy that how far back do the Madden games go? Like, there's Madden 92.
92 is the second one, but there was computer ones too.
It's crazy though to think that's like, I mean, it's that old. You know, it's still like the thing.
You like vaporized Green Dog. That Madden is still like the football game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. Green Dog did get vaporized. poor Green Dog.
But I mean, 91 was the first Genesis one. And that's arguably like where it like really started. Well, should I? You want me to do the Madden? See if I can do it real easily. I should be able to do it real
easily.
Yeah,
why not?
We could do like a whole stream. I have like several games that haven't been opened, just because I haven't had time. Okay, 1 second. Let me try this.
Anything is better than Green Dog. Come on.
We're winging it.
Say what? I think Corey's going to set up another camera for the unboxing, so give him a moment. I'm just kind of looking at Green Dog's legs here. They are really weird. He's got like these ball knees, and then they like bend back like an animal leg. Guess that's why he's Green Dog. What did I have for dinner? I had a peanut butter sandwich. But I had a big plate of Chinese noodles with chicken and shrimp for lunch. So I didn't need much for dinner. Yep, just peanut butter on that sandwich. Simple and classic. Oh man, we've got 4K 30 going on here.
How's that look?
It looks good. I mean, I see the overlay, but oh, look! Can you get rid of it?
Hang on.
In a way, I think it's kind of cool having it.
I can hear like a weird echo of my voice.
I don't know why. So this was $9.99. Oh, is it because of the sound from the camera going through?
Yeah. Do you know how you make it so that sound from the camera doesn't go through?
No, I've never used my GH4 for pass through. I mean, it's probably different on the GH5.
try this. Sing it. I'm just gonna try to rig it so that it's not.
Is the echo audio going out to stream?
Alright. Okay, that worked.
Okay.
Sorry. I hope the chat's not too bored now. Do they not care?
I think they're excited to see some some Joe Montana unboxing. Okay. Can you believe this game has lived in pure darkness for how many years?
A long time.
I mean, that's... You are going to have the first light touch this thing for... I mean, that's insane.
All right, let me sit back down. This is so stupid.
All right. There it is. That is $9.99.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm excited. It's a little.
Here we go.
Jeez.
It's a little out of focus. Can you move the camera back a little bit?
Hang on, let me try this.
Or maybe move it up.
Does that work? Is that better? You can see the whole thing then.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. It's kind of backwards. Sorry, it's just like the angle that it's
at. That's fine.
All right. It's kind of weird. It has a hang tab like this. It doesn't actually have one on the case.
Oh, interesting.
So I wonder if it was a later printing of it.
I thought all Genesis boxes had the hang tab originally.
Yeah, I mean, the material feels different, too.
Like the wrapping material or the box?
No, the actual, the see-through, like the plastic on the case, like this.
Maybe that's what fresh Genesis games feel like. Oh, wait. When you open, you got to tell us how it smells.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Because that new game smell, man.
It smells like plastic. It doesn't have a new game smell.
Doesn't have a new game smell?
It smells like a tire, kind of.
I'm bummed. Of course, I don't know what new Genesis games smell like.
There's absolutely nothing in here.
Look at that manual.
Yeah, look at it. There he is. There's our guy.
There's no extra materials in there? No,
nothing. That's really disappointing.
No,
right?
Registration codes?
Nothing.
No
but
Club
it
Sega
official,
cards?
You know, it has a Sega, it has the logo, so it's like, you know, official. But I mean, so am I going to play this game? I'm going to be the first person to ever play it, right?
I'm bummed out that there's not like extra stuff in there.
Yeah, well,
you know, you said you have some other games that are unopened. Anything of interest? I mean, you've got this camera set up here, right?
Hang on, let me go look. I think it's gonna be mostly like new stuff, but hang on, I'll be right back.
Man, I don't know why I'm sleepy today.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
What we got?
This at least will be really interesting, I think. Here we go. About Working Designs, Growlancer Generations. Does that seem like something we'd want to open?
Oh,
I never opened it.
Is it sealed?
Yes. It is. Well, actually, you know what? It is not, but I have not taken anything out.
So wait, you were the original owner of this?
Yes. It was available on Amazon until recently. I mean, not recently, but like 4 years ago I got it. It was
really
brand new.
So you...
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
So it's a Working Designs game.
Yes.
How late in the game was this for Working Designs?
This is their last game.
This is their last game? Wow. I can't believe it was readily available. How much did it cost you?
I think it was like maybe $45. Hang on, let me see if I can get a better angle so that's more comfortable.
This is a strategy series, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have to get the weird top sticker off.
Well, you ever notice that? I mean, I don't know if you own any Working Designs games, but their top sticker is like, oh, that's not a very good angle either. Let's do it this way. All right. I wish that my mic stand was a little bit longer. So okay, I gotta be over here.
Designs top sticker?
Well, it's like they're usually like a little different.
That one looks pretty similar to me.
I mean, they usually have.
You know, I had to.
It actually says Working Designs on it, though. Look, it does have a security device sticker down here. Let's look at the extra stuff that came with it.
I had a little hard time getting the top sticker off of my sealed Onimusha because I don't know. I guess it's just been on there so long. You left a little residue.
It's got a soundtrack. Excuse me.
Not a nice case, it seems.
No, I mean, this is pretty standard for what they were including.
At that time.
Yeah, let me just find the perfect place for it here. Twenty-two tracks. I mean, this is two games. There's two games in here.
Oh, really?
This looks like is this a pack of cards? See, usually I don't open this stuff. You know, I used to not open this stuff because, like, I just didn't care. And then, you know, like, and same thing with, like, saving stickers and stuff. And then I realized about it 2 years ago, I said, you know what? I'm not getting any younger. Like, if I'm going to use this stuff, I should, like, put it on stuff and enjoy it.
The stickers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of took your idea, and I've been putting stickers on my PVMs.
Yeah. Oh, so it is playing cards. It's like the shrink wrap is like it's pretty tough, so I'd have to get my X-Acto knife from the other room. Let's see what this thing is.
So what year was this that they released it?
I feel like it might be 2005, maybe?
Working Designs was around pretty late into that generation then.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty cool. It's like a ring on a chain. Sorry that I can't find the right place that I'm aiming this at.
So that's obviously an item from the game.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. There's something else in here. I'm gonna open it up. You ready? I don't know. I have no idea what it's gonna be.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh, look! It's a watch.
What?
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, sorry, I gotta wait for you now because I know that you're still seeing Green Dog on your end.
that's like a nice watch. Thanks, Victor Ireland.
Yeah. It's like I know it's like in this like silk. Right?
It's like fancy, and you got this thing for $40.
It must have been $40. I'd have to look it up. It was definitely on Amazon though. I mean, it was. They have new ones. They might even still have new stock of it. I gotta open the game, right?
people keep saying that the things you're getting are elude this, elude watch, elude ring. I'm getting the impression that this must be a lewd game.
Maybe. Maybe. Do you want me to open the game, or do you want me to?
I gotta get
the X-Acto knife for this. I'll be right back.
Yeah, we gotta see if there's any special extra papers. Gotta see how thick the manual is. You know, PS2 games have a firm manual. And something I've noticed lately, I don't know if this is consistent throughout the whole generation, but a lot of PS2 games have like a thicker stock.
I do not usually use X-Acto knives to do this kind of stuff, but like I talked about the tops of the working design stuff, and I generally like to keep those for these games specifically.
I have to take them off. I cannot have the top.
Well, I don't keep it on. I mean, I put it in the case.
Oh.
No, I did it with like all my other games from them, like my Lunar 1 and 2. I have them. Sorry, it's such a bad camera angle.
I use a lot of the time. I'll use like a push pin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like to open up. Shrink wrap and get off that kind of stuff. Is it going to leave some residue on the from under the sticker, or did it come off pretty clean?
It came off really clean.
Good. Yeah, I don't know why my Onimusha
left
a lot of residue. I feel like Sony's the only company that ever did like the top sticker thing.
No, Xbox games did.
Did they? Okay. I mean, I wasn't buying Xbox games back then.
Yeah.
All my Xbox games are used.
Both these games are on CD, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're both CDs.
That's kind of crazy. What's, you know, I don't know.
That manual is pretty thick.
I don't know the full deal on... you know, people say that certain PS2 revisions have trouble with CD games.
Yeah, I think.
Do you know much about that?
The early ones supposedly had trouble with them.
The early Slims?
No, I heard that just like the generally like the regular units did.
Huh.
All right. Does it have a reversible cover? It might have a reverse. It does have a reversible cover.
What? On PS2? I've never heard of a reversible PS2 cover.
Yeah.
Victor Island Trailblazer.
Yeah. It doesn't have the foil stamping, though. This one has the foil stamping on it. That's kind of shiny. That's cool.
The other side's better, I think.
Oh, yeah. The main side. Yeah.
It's got the shiny.
Yes. Do people want me to keep doing this? I mean, I can. There's plenty of other stuff I could open up.
Well, no, we got almost 200 people watching this stuff. What?
I mean, if it's fun for everybody, I have no problem doing more.
Do you have any other good ones? You think?
I'm sure I could look.
Nick Mueller says, "Open up your heart to us."
All right. Well. I don't intentionally keep games sealed. You know, I intend to play everything that I have. I never...
I generally open up games before I put them on my shelf, but I've every once in a while, if I'm busy, I won't open it up right away. I like to, like, for PS4 games, like, as soon as I open it, I like to get it installed on my system.
Yeah.
And so there are a few that I didn't have time to pop it in when it came. So I just put it on my shelf, shrink wrapped in that. So when I see it shrink wrapped on my shelf, I'm like, oh, okay, I need to install that. So at some point I'll get it installed.
Well, let me see what else I can find. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what it is. Can I sing us a song? No. No. Ain't happening. And you should be glad. You should be very, very glad. What lens is Corey using? I'm guessing he's using his 25 millimeter. I think it's a Panasonic. I don't think it's 1.8. I think it's. I've got 25 millimeter 1.8 Olympus. What year did I move away from Delaware? 2005. Although I wasn't spending much time in Delaware at that time because I was in college then. I went to college in 2002. Do I have any games to open? Let's see. I've got... I know there's one or two PS4 games. Oh, I haven't opened Tokyo Mirage Sessions on Wii U. I haven't opened Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5. for PS4. I think there's one more unopened PS4 game. I'm not seeing it offhand though. And I've got one or two unopened DS games or 3DS. I have an unopened Final Fantasy 12 Revenant Wings, which I used to own that game. And it was fine. It wasn't amazing. But I beat it, and then I got rid of it, and then I saw it for cheap, new, and I was like, I should have that. I'm a Final Fantasy guy. I should have that. I've also got an unopened Fire Emblem Echoes for 3DS and unopened Legend of Legacy for 3DS. I think that's all I've got unopened. What's my favorite Sega CD game? Well, considering I've not had my Sega CD for very long... my favorite Sega CD game would have to be Road Avenger. And I feel like it will likely continue to be my favorite Sega CD game for a long time, even if I continue to get more Sega CD games, just because Road Avenger is that frickin' good. It's pretty frickin' good.
All right, nothing really catching my eye. Nothing is...
Oh, yeah?
Nothing like... really good, unfortunately.
Nothing like opening the last Working Designs game.
Yeah, nothing like that. Sorry. I thought maybe I had something else that would be cool, but I don't.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to play Revenge Shinobi.
All right. I'm excited about that. Maybe you will inspire me. Oh, Super J-Man has an unopened 2600 game. I might actually have one or two unopened 2600 games. I've actually got an ET that I don't think quite qualifies as unopened because the shrink wrap is really tore. But I don't think it's been opened.
What?
I've got an ET that I think is semi unopened. Like the shrink wrap is like really kind of tore a lot, but it appears to be unopened.
Go get it. Go get it.
Should I? I mean, I don't have a good webcam situation here.
That's true. We'll save it for another time.
No. Oh, I forgot Yuzo Koshiro did this.
Yeah, you know, that's the reason I had me on. It was on my brain today is because Happy Console Gamer Johnny Millennium did a video on where he's like listening to a bunch of game vinyls. And I'd forgotten that Datadiscs did this as well. And I was like, oh, man, I got to get that. But, you go to the site and you see the $20 price point, but then you forget that it's, like, in British pound. And it's like, And it's like... I just think about you having the trouble with this before.
Well, I'm seeing you having trouble finding these guys with their blocking swords.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got to get them right when they're...
Whoa! Wait a second. Oh, okay. Never mind the... I was like, okay, what kind of freaky glitching is going on here that I can't make sense of? Because the background was pink on the stream. I was looking at what you're seeing me in Skype, and it was dark blue, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it goes from day to night.
I didn't remember that at all.
You got to replay this. It's pretty, or finish it, because...
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely not as versatile as Revenge or Shinobi 3.
Yeah, but I mean it's a much slower paced game.
Yes, it's methodical. You kind of gotta move through things methodically. Yeah.
I mean, I think
there's a lot of parts of it that I never really quite figured out a consistent way to like be successful.
Yeah. So this game, when it came out, I got this. Because,
yes, you've got a good story.
Well,
about
I mean, you know, I really wanted Golden Axe, and my mom went to Erie, Pennsylvania, which is about 45 minutes away from where I grew up, and there was a Toys R Us there, and they didn't have any Golden Axe left, so she got me this, and I was like, you know, is one of those things where I knew that I thought that Golden Axe was coming home to me all day long, so I was just thinking about it all day. So I was a little, I was a little bummed. And then once I like actually played this, I was like, wow, this is awesome. This is like, it's like, I think it's better than Golden Axe.
Oh, of course. So one thing that never fully clicked with me with this game was how to capitalize on his little dagger blocking stance.
Well, when you're moving forward, he'll always have it.
But don't you like have to like have a certain amount of health or something for him to actually do that?
No, it just as long as he has the POW power up.
Oh, it's the POW. Okay.
Yeah.
And you lose that by taking a few hits, right?
We get right one hit.
One hit. But how, I mean, is it really only block projectiles?
What do you mean? Yes, I think so, yeah.
And it's only when you're moving forward.
Right.
This guy, I want to say, takes like a lot more hits than you would expect.
Just because. I mean, I'm just going to... It's better than losing the life, right?
Yeah.
I'd have to sacrifice the life anyways. I get it back anyways. That's the thing you got.
Did you get it back because you beat the level
just the score,
that?
Yeah.
Or you? Oh, because of the score. Okay.
Yeah. This is a game that is, I want to say it's pretty tough to play like with a Framemeister because the flip has to be like frame accurate to, you know, get him to flip.
Yeah, it's pretty small window.
And I think that, you know, a CRT makes it.
Well, you know, last time I played this, I'm pretty sure I didn't have my PVM, so, you know.
Like something like that, you got to be like pretty accurate to make the jump. But I remember when this came out, you know, like I had never heard a soundtrack like this in a game before. And it's so interesting because you can tell that, you know, like Streets of Rage uses, you know, the same sound effects pretty much as this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes sense, you know, that
you're just saying Yuzo Koshiro's style, like, was very fresh to you at the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had never heard, like, a soundtrack like this before.
I mean, it definitely takes some mastery of the Genesis sound chip to get good quality out of it.
Right.
That's for sure.
Definitely better than Golden Axe, though. I mean, I'm happy because, you know, it, like, very much shaped the way that, you know, that I enjoyed certain games. I mean, if I hadn't gotten this when I got it, who knows? Maybe my life would have been completely different. I don't know
Who knows? You might not be running a YouTube channel.
Maybe not. I always love the... I'm going to die. Oh, I thought I was going to die. I always love the sound of this jump. The boop, 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 boop.
How would you rate Yuzo Koshiro's Genesis stuff versus ActRaiser?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think ActRaiser is really, really good.
Is it not a fair comparison?
Well, you know, I didn't know that that ActRaiser was Koshiro for like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe that makes me favor this a little bit more. Although, you know, like. It's very tough to find anything as good as the first stage in ActRaiser.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
You know, I don't know if I'll make it to the level on this or not, but the Across the Bay, which I was pleasantly surprised, you know, it's the level, I don't know if you made it to it yet, but you're, you know, with the water and everything, you have to, there's a... Oh, maybe I do have the... Is that Rambo? Is that Rambo there? It might be Rambo. I might have the Rambo version. Across the bay, where you're like in the... Where there's like all the waves and stuff, and you have to jump across the water.
I can't remember for sure. I think after this level is like an airship.
Yeah. Gotta get that. Man, it was right there. No, Rambo is in this. So is Batman and Spider-Man and Godzilla is in it.
I'm pretty sure I've got the greatest hits version, so.
So you have the one with them all removed. I got this from my friend Chris, so I'm not sure. This is not my original copy.
Ah, okay.
So I'm not sure what I have.
I really wanted to hold out and not get the Sega Classic version, because I always thought the box looked really lame, but I settled and got the, you know, because it's got like the box like laid in it.
Right. Oh, that's like the worst kind of greatest hits, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When it just like has the picture, has a picture of the box.
Yeah. This level's kind of confusing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think it was pretty innovative actually at the time.
Oh, absolutely. But it's it's certainly confusing. You gonna make it? Okay, you made it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the airship is like part of the same level.
Yeah. The next one is like the factory, and the music is like really hilarious. I mean, this game, the last level in this game specifically is very tough. And the last boss, you know, like, I can't even tell you how many times I'd make it the last boss before I really understood how to beat them. And, you know, you only get, you have a time limit and you get a bad ending if you beat the boss, but hopefully one day, I'm sure one day you'll be able to.
If you beat the boss, but what?
But there's
takes
a
too there, long?
Yeah. If it takes too long, there's a wall that's coming down, and his girlfriend is like in there, and it crushes her.
Ah, but it's still an ending.
Yes, it is. It is, but it's not a feel.
You feel
good
really bad about it.
Yes. Oh, this is the one. Is it the incubator thing? Yeah. Let's see if this helps.
I don't quite remember this. So normally when you die, you don't continue right where you are, but when you use the suicide attack, you do continue right away.
Right. Well, you get all your health back.
Right.
So it's worth sacrificing the life to
continue. Yeah.
I didn't really think about that until you told me about that. You're like, oh, it's worth doing it because
there's no reason not to.
Because if you're going to die anyways.
Right, you may as well have a chance at finishing the boss or whatever.
Right.
Or damaging him.
Right.
Yeah, I can't really think of a downside with that setup.
Yeah, if you're going to die anyways.
It's not like you're holding on to anything. And you get it back right away.
Right. For some reason, I don't remember this taking so long.
Isn't it Shinobi 3 that has, like, Spider-Man or something in some version?
Yeah, it's this one.
I thought it was Shinobi 3.
No, it's this one.
There some weird it's Godzilla in Shinobi 3.
Godzilla's in this, I think. Yeah, Godzilla's in this. I killed him with my last shuriken.
I I mean, I guess you could fight with the sword, but it would be, you'd be almost assured of hurting yourself.
Yeah.
20L2MD, that's not our favorite, but it's a very good and common one.
Yeah.
20L5 is our favorite PVM.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, isn't this level is the one with weird music, right?
No, it's... I don't know, that doesn't look like Rambo to me. It might not be Rambo. I know that they removed...
These are tiny cars.
I mean, I don't think that that's Rambo because he's got sunglasses on. Oh, I got extra life. I used to be a lot better at this game.
Well, you're making it further than I made on my first few attempts.
You know, I think I may have only beaten this game on easy as well.
Oh, maybe that's why I looked like I was so bad at it. Are you playing normal now?
Oh, yeah. So, has there been... This is the level that has the really funny music. This is funny music. So we have gotten like a billion tweets about Metal Jesus Rocks' video on the plug and play for the GameCube.
I haven't really been keeping up with tweets lately.
Oh, well, we got quite a few about, you know, like wondering if we had seen it or not. So the person who made it, Zelda XP Pro, he contacted us back in March, and he was doing a, he said, oh, well, like, I can send you a review copy if you're interested. And pretty much, like, I saw it in the morning, and he also posted about it on shmups.com. And they gave him some feedback saying, like, oh, you know, the sandwich design that you're using, probably not the best idea. So he really quickly after the him contacting us, he put a thing out saying, like, I'm going to redesign some stuff on it. And I had no idea that, like, this new version was even ready. So I sent him another email. He has not contacted us back as of yet, but I think it'd be a totally fun 300 level.
Yeah, I mean, we need to, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to get a mod.
Yeah, I'm getting the internal one.
Where exactly does that board that your friend is installing? Where exactly does that board come from? The one that he bought. Like, where can you just order the boards?
I don't know where he did. I'll have to find out exactly.
Because I feel like that, you know, that'd be a good topic for that episode.
Yeah.
Is, you know, just be like, okay, well, oh, by the way, here's where you can buy your boards. Because that's nothing we really established in the in that episode.
Is he going to become the Terminator?
I remember this guy having way more phases of color changes than I expected.
Man, I died.
So use your thing.
I know.
How many shurikens do you use when you do the jump throw? It's like, is it like 10?
8. I'm pretty sure. I like that he like throws a car. Man, I'm gonna use my Ikazuchi. I'm going to take the 5 additional hits.
Oh, it's 5 hits. I was never very clear on what it was.
I mean, you got to be pretty accurate with this.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have him in the head, don't you?
Yeah. He's turning into the Hulk.
Why do we like the 20L5 so much? It's because it, I mean, first of all, it's you know, a little clearer than a lot of the other PVMs, and it supports 480p, 720p, and 1080i.
Yeah. The 480p is kind of the key.
Yeah, definitely 480p. I mean, the HD resolutions are a novelty, but the L5 series is the only PVM series that I'm aware of that does 480p. There might be others, but that's all I'm aware of. You know, but then of course BVMs, you know, there's plenty that do those in HD resolution. This might be as far as I've gotten, this level.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't think I'm doing too shabby for not playing this game in a very long time.
Well, yeah, and also considering you think that you may have only beat it on
easy.
Yeah, I mean, for getting how far I ever got and
I mean, I think that's something that everyone needs to ask themselves. You know, if you think about, like, if you say, oh, I used to be so much better at games when I was a kid, how many of those games did you beat on easy when you were a kid?
Mm. See, all these laser things, I think, tripped me up pretty bad on this. I don't know if I got to the next room. I may have got to the next room in this level, but I don't think I ever beat the whole level. I think those laser things are tricky, right?
Yeah.
They're hard to, you know, you can't always really see them very well.
I just want to make it to the level of my favorite music. That's all I want to do.
Say what?
I just want to make it to the level I was talking about with the music.
Well, I thought the previous level was the one with the goofy music.
That's the one with the goofy music, but I'm talking about like my favorite music in the game.
Oh.
And the song is called Across the Bay. And it's funny because I was like kind of psyched up because Johnny was talking about that thing, and he's like, oh, this is my favorite song. I'm like, it's like, oh my gosh, the same one. It's my favorite song, too.
You know, the Streets of Rage 1 track that you chose to use in the soundtracks episode, I didn't think it was that good. But I kind of got a little more into it after listening to it more, but...
Really? You didn't really like that one?
It's
I think it's the best song in the game.
It's very basic. Like, there's just not a lot to it. It's got a good beat. I got into it a lot more, like, the more I listened to it, but I like the Streets of Rage 2 soundtrack a lot more. Okay, yes, I've never...
You never made it here?
Well, oh, what was that?
it's like a nun. You talk about it as a nun.
I know, but... I mean, that's hilarious, but it looks like, I thought she looked like, what's that game, El Viento?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of, maybe? I don't know. I've never played that game, so I don't really have a solid idea what the character looks like in that. Yes, I've definitely never been to this part, so that skyscraper was the furthest I've ever gotten.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you're doing a heck of a lot better. Frank Strasser says you can get the GC video board at knjn.com. Let me look at that. KMJN. So, do you just, is it just a standard board that you just upload the firmware to?
I think so. And it's like, it's pretty, the way he mounts it in there, it looks pretty clean. I mean, I showed you a picture of it.
Really? It's clean, even though it's just a standard board. So you don't really need like a custom FPGA. Yeah,
it goes like right in there now. Like it's like, comes with a mount and everything. It just like fits right in.
Huh. So can any car hit you, or is it just the
only
red
the red
one?
Ones? The other ones are just in the background.
So you gotta... There's a lot of colors toward the horizon there. Oh, that ruined cityscape. Can the ninja nuns go into the foreground, or are they stuck in the background?
They're stuck in the background. I'm pretty sure that the next level is the music I like, though.
I mean, seeing how far you've come, just kind of cold in this, has certainly inspired me a bit.
I don't remember what the boss is here, though.
Oh, you can't attack the nuns before they transform.
Oh, this is the...
Oh, it's almost 11. Wow.
Yeah.
This doesn't look too bad other than the fact that the green and the red get a bit out of sync.
Well, it's not. There's more than one. I'm just going to kick this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no reason not to. It looks like you're totally safe.
Boom. I'm pretty sure the next level is the one that I like the music. But I might be wrong. It might be the one after the next one.
Well, this game might be longer than I thought it was.
Yeah. Is it going to be it? No, it's Chinatown. This is one of the best tracks in the game, too, right? This next one here.
How many levels are there?
8, I think. Don't stop, Neo Zed.
Neo Zed. I forgot that was like the name of like the bad guy organization.
Yep. The thing that I like the most about 3 is the running slash, and I really like the jump kick.
I don't remember if I used the jump kick much, but the running slash is fantastic.
Yeah.
Just has a great feel to it, you know? Like, at first, it seems a little unintuitive, but once you figure out the timing, it's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So maybe you need to revisit this pretty soon.
Then again, you know, I mean, if I had nothing else going on, like, I bet I could beat it any evening if I put my mind to it.
I don't know, man.
You saw how bad I was playing?
No, it's not that. It's just it's It's harder than you think.
Oh, I mean, I think it's pretty hard. That's why I kind of gave up for a while. So, how many magic uses do you have?
I mean, you pick up extra additional uses.
I just don't see where your meter is. Is it on the pause screen?
No, I don't think it actually tells you like how many times you can use it, as long as it's highlighted.
Ah. Oh, so you got no highlight now.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. Am I supposed to be able to make this jump? That seems pretty, it's a pretty tricky jump here.
There we looks go. Like it could be done. Welcome.
You know, and there was a time where I thought that, you know, like, oh, I never wanted to use... I always wanted a game, a ninja game, where you use a sword, because I loved it, how you use the sword in Ninja Gaiden. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Is it Subway? Is that what the next level is? I have no idea what the next level is going to be. Yo, it is a Subway, okay. Oh, darn it.
So weird that the people are just wandering in the subway rather than just standing still.
It's pretty cool though.
That's cool. It's weird. Why does it say club on the subway?
Why not?
Club subway. The clubway.
It's easy to forget to be, like, patient in old games. I think I've said that before. Like, it's easy, I think, I tend to have a mindset of, like, oh, I can rush through this.
Hmm. Yeah, this game is a little meticulous.
I used to not, I mean, I'm, say, I have one more continue left after this. So I just want to make it to my favorite level. And so it's going to be the next one. I got the boss, and then I have no idea what the boss
is. Okay, so when you continue, you still start at the midway point of the level.
Yeah.
That's nice. Forever checkpoints.
Right. But, you know, only three lives. That's pretty challenging. Or only three continues, yeah. I don't know if I said only three lives. Darn it. How's the chat doing? Any questions? Comments?
Nothing in particular that I'm seeing. They're just talking about, you know, YCBCR444 and YCBCR422, you know.
Normal.
As usual, as they do.
Look at that. And you got side.
Oh, cool.
Let me use my thing, because I think I want to see the end. There's Rambo hanging out on top of the...
Mr. Mega Man fan asks, is this your favorite Shinobi game?
This is my favorite Shinobi game, yes.
Oh, so you do like it more than 3?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Not that Shinobi 3 is... I dislike Shinobi 3. I mean, I Shinobi 3
is... Do you feel like Shinobi 3 is the better game, but you just prefer this one?
Yes.
I've definitely... got situations like that, I think. Where it's like, you know,
I mean, this is definitely like a slower, more like methodical game than
Yes.
Oh, there it's Spider-Man. There he is. Spider-Man.
Oh. So who's the boss in my version?
But is he gonna turn to Batman? Well, the thing is like they put Spider-Man back in once they got the license to him.
Ah, so I might have him or I might not.
Yeah.
So what is he? In the versions that don't have him.
I don't know. Spider-Man.
So weird that they made him a bad guy, though.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Maybe I need to use the Fushin. Maybe the Fushin is probably the best thing to use on him. Like the high jump.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You should use your thing.
That's too late now. He's tough. I don't remember him being so tough. Another thing I think I might have been doing before is using the unlimited throwing stars.
Oh, is that code?
Yeah.
That would definitely make it a lot easier.
I don't really know how to beat him here.
I mean, it looks like the web hitboxes are larger than they should be. Well, I just saw you do a thing where you kind of like fell into the web like away from him and then walked back under him and just missed him.
Look at that. So it's not forever checkpoints.
Well, why'd that happen?
Because I continued.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you did continue when you got to that point.
No, I mean, so that's pretty... It's pretty rough, actually. Magic. Oh, you know, there's a one up over here.
Oh.
I just want to make it to the next level. I don't think it's going to happen, though. Can you look up to see, like, the strategy for beating Spider-Man?
Sure. Revenge of Shinobi. District 7 has the seaport.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. Oh, we gotta do this thing again.
That seems like a weird second to last level.
The seaport?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Boss, Spider-Man and Batman.
Yes.
That's a weird combination.
Yeah.
Like Marvel and DC, how'd that happen?
They just did whatever they didn't. They just did whatever they wanted to. They got that's why they had to remove them. They got in trouble.
Oh. I thought the license just ran out.
Yeah. They just did it because they felt like it. That's why they did Godzilla and...
The fact says, holy mix-up, Batman. The two bosses here are from the comic world. How did they get here? Only a great game like this would try something like this. To start off, Imposter Spider-Man. Oh, so this guy wants to believe that he's not really Spider-Man.
No.
Imposter Spider-Man would be hanging from the ceiling and crawling on it. It will throw spider webs, which can slow you down and hurt you, and will drop down on a string with a yellow glow trying to hit you. This is worded very weirdly. The best way to kill him instantly is to use Jutsu of Mijin if you have a life to spare.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you can jump and throw shurikens at him with or without Ikazuchi, which I guess is that the jump one?
Fushin is the jump one.
But this is a more hassle way to kill him due to the spider webs. Next, Batman will appear from the top. Doesn't even look like the real Batman. And fly around in an arc with bats flying around. Just throw shurikens at him until he disappear to the top.
Okay, so...
Then get ready to jump again because he'll zoom from left to right and right to left.
Okay.
Then he'll come out again repeating everything. Shoot him until he perish. To kill him with style, use Jutsu of Kairu when he's zooming around after you weakened him enough. So this guy just recommends just giving up on Spider-Man. Maybe you should save like your shurikens because you've got like none.
I'm doing okay though. I was doing
it's kind of rough that it makes you fight both of them.
Yeah. It's not Batman, it's the demon.
Oh, so they got Spider-Man, but it's pretty scary looking.
Yeah. Okay, so I can use the... I'm just going to kill him instantly like this. It does kill him. Okay, so what am I supposed to do? What did they say to use? What ninja magic did they say to use on Batman? Or did it say use any ninja magic on him?
Batman, the fly around in arc. Just throw shurikens at him until he disappears to the top. Then get ready to jump because he'll zoom from left to right and right to left. Then he'll come out again repeating everything. Shoot him until he perish. To kill him with style, use Jutsu of Kairu. Which one is that?
That's the dragon. I'm going to use it.
It says after you've weakened him enough, though.
Oh, well.
It still should hurt him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's changing colors.
There, I did it.
All right, you're going to get your level.
Yep.
Just barely.
It's a good-looking level, too. The graphics are pretty good on it. 11:15.
It's in Florida.
No, it's in like North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I was just seeing that it was the image was blinking on Florida. Oh wow, that's a great wave.
I know.
It's kind of a shame that the water doesn't like go into the background though. Like there's no parallax on the water.
You can die though, like fall right in the water. You gotta make some good jumps here.
Yeah, that looks tricky. Might need to do a Fujin.
Yeah, let's just do it. It's my last life, I think, anyways. I still didn't make it.
That's a rough jump.
Yeah. Is that it? That's game over.
Do you get hung up on the ceiling?
No. I think it's just I jumped too early.
You couldn't see when to do the double jump.
Right.
Whew. Tough looking game.
Yeah. But I mean, pretty
But you got close. I mean, for going in cold, getting that close to the end, that's crazy.
Yeah. To do the to get the unlimited shurikens, all you need to do. This is like one of those things. This is like very much like a Konami code. You got to go all the way down, or to remember it. Like I just remember it like that. As you go down to zero, and you just like wait. Now watch the 0-0. Can you see it? The 0 shurikens.
Yeah.
Watch them.
You just hold it there.
And you just wait.
You don't push any buttons.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I wonder how hard it is on hardest.
With infinite shurikens, not very.
On hardest?
Yeah. Oh. Come on, infinite shurikens. That's probably still pretty hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got shurikens most of the game anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes it so you can do the double jump throwing, like way more often.
What is Nick talking about? A sweet surge protector. I've got this weird I've got this weird issue where I bought a Amazon Basics surge protector.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have like my HDMI switcher and splitters and my computer monitor hooked up to it. And now when I turn my computer monitor on, like during the time that it is powering on, I haven't fully determined where the high-pitched sound is coming from, but I think it's the monitor. But like there's just like this high-pitched sound for like 2 seconds. And it didn't do that on my old surge protector, but I didn't have enough room on it. So I bought this Amazon Basics one. I figured, well, what could be wrong with it?
So the monitor makes that noise?
I think it's nothing else makes a noise. The only time that I ever hear a noise is when I'm actually if my monitor's off and I turn it on. Like there's for like 2 seconds like a high pitched sound. And it wasn't making that sound until I bought that surge protector. So weird. I wonder if I should not be using it.
Yeah, well, Nick said he's starting to question the quality of it. I thought that they were really serious about it. Like they took the quality of that stuff that they put their name on pretty seriously, but maybe they don't.
I mean, you know, the HDMI cables have been fine for the most part, at least until I started having to try to do 4K stuff, which is just a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you've been dealing with
for weeks now. Man.
I'm surprised you don't even have your setup, like, all back together.
Well, wiring up this Extron box is a pain in the neck. But yeah, I need to get that together. And part of what's holding me back is that I really want to switch things up to where the OSSC is like my main upscaler now, but mm-hmm. The problem is I don't have a capture card that will really work with it yet. I'm hoping maybe I've kind of got this goal of if I have enough money to do like a new computer build and get a new capture card along with it,
mm-hmm.
that will do the OSSC, like maybe in the next 2 months, maybe. And I feel like that's holding me back because I don't know. It's routing all these HDMIs and stuff. It's complicated now.
Yeah. So there's the question about the XRGB mini hours again. Like, I mean, is there a way to look at it? Did he say that there's a way to look at him?
Oh, no.
I mean, is it in the settings? I can't imagine that it exists. I mean, I can look. Okay, let's see what he's going to tell us. Because if there's a way to look at it, I'd be interested.
Yeah, me too.
It just seems weird that they would have such a feature like that.
I also don't really see how it could be accurate, because you would think something like that would get overwritten with like firmware updates.
Right. And not only that, but I mean, there's times when, you know, you leave it on for a couple of days. I mean, I guess it's not like a true accurate of it, just when, if you know how many times it's been run, maybe it's in the
settings. That's still interesting. Menu status, full status, then click right 4 times. That sounds like a secret code. I guess I'm going to check mine. I'm curious. I don't think I've left mine on for an extended period for too long.
There it is. Hang on. Hours are 11,910.
I guess that's quite a few. Actually, I can't.
Boot? It says boot. Is that how many times it's been booted up? It's been up booted 1,150 times.
I can't easily check mine right now because I've got the. So this is part of why my setup is just like such a mess right now. So I gotta get a capture card that will accept the PS4 Pro and.
You gotta figure it out.
And the OSSC, and what I've got my capture card cable going into the other splitter. I can't.
I'm curious. I want to know what yours is now. Is there no way you can do it really, really quick? I find it unbelievable that you don't have it like hooked up in any way.
Well, it is, but it's just that I had to unplug my capture card and put it in the other splitter. And I don't want to unplug it because I need to capture a few more PS4 clips for the episode I'm working on, and I for some reason I was having trouble when I was plugging it in at first with like the color space or something.
I mean, I think that it's important. I mean, 12,000 hours, it seems like a lot. But I mean, in the scheme of things, I mean, maybe like at times it's been like left on overnight. I mean, it's not like I'm playing a game that entire time.
I'll leave it on all day when I'm like recording stuff for an episode, you know?
Yeah.
So what was it, 12,000 hours?
It's like 11,000 something.
Well, let's divide that by 24. That's like 500 days.
Yeah. 12,000 hours is like 500 days of solid use. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, it's like, that's a... I mean, that's decent longevity, I guess. Here's to another, you know, a lifetime of that, hopefully.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we'd do if one of our... I mean, we just buy another one, obviously, but.
Yeah, but what if it happens after you can't get them no more?
I know. I don't want to think about it.
I know. I mean,
we should probably get one just so we have one.
This is one of the reasons I want to get a capture card that plays nice with the OSSC.
Right.
I mean, I really want the OSSC to be my main upscaler.
Yeah.
Soon.
I wish I could see how many hours my PVM has, but those are meant to like be on for like days and days and days and days and days.
Oh yeah,
I mean they're built for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Is that going to do it?
Guess that'll do it.
All right. Once again, look for an episode probably on Friday. I mean, I think there's like almost no chance that it won't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty certain.
And there will be no stream next Sunday.
Because we'll be flying.
Yeah, we'll be on our way back from
Missouri. Look for a stream related to Missouri Game Con sometime Sunday afternoon. We're participating in something.
Yeah. Like keep an eye on our Twitter and we'll let you know I have no idea what we're doing. I don't know. Yeah. It's some sort of charity stream. So we'll see what happens. And I hope that everybody here is there.
Yep. No, it's not the PS2 episode. That's much more likely to hit in September sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. This is soundtracks. It's pretty, but it's not a typical soundtrack.
Yeah. It's not about, it's less about the music and more about like the physical packaging for, just
a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Mostly CD sets.
Lots of stuff about bootlegs, stuff like that.
Yeah. We're talking about bootlegs. It's a wide ranging episode. There's all kinds of stuff in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool.
It's just going to be some neat things to look at.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So look for that on Friday, and then if you're going to Missouri Game Con, we'll see you there.
Yes, we will be at the con on Saturday, but nothing is on our schedule. So I mean, we're probably just going to be.
I don't know if we're going to have like a table or anything like that. I don't know if we'll have like a booth or anything like that. I mean, we don't have that information as of yet. I mean, I'm not even sure like how large the venue is or anything.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, I've never been to St. Louis before. Be cool. All right. We'll see you soon. Not next week, but soon.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.